So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of this video challenge that I'm doing, sharing with you what it truly takes to go from where you're at to where you want to get to. And most people, when they come into my world, they want to learn how to make more money online, how to become financially free, how to create lots of wealth so that they can live the life of their dreams, they can travel around the world. And one of the core ingredients, which is not talked about often, I want to share this with you. And this P word, the word starts with P. Before I share this with you, I want to give you some context, because what happens is, a lot of the times when you are trying to get to a certain level, right, you may feel stuck and you feel powerless and confused and you're like, what's going on? You're trying so hard, but the results aren't showing. And a lot of the times people are always looking for external help in terms of like, okay, who's going to kind of, you know, what system do I need to get? Who's going to mentor me? But truthfully, all success starts from within. And without going too woo-woo, let me give you an example. If you look back at the last 10 years of your life and you look at how much income you've created, how much money you've acquired in that last 10 years, and then you compare it to the previous 10 years, okay? Now, if you're 20 years old, I forgive you here, but if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and you look at the last 10 years versus the previous 10 years, you could see, you know, have you gone up or have you gone down? That's it. Like, it's either you're going up or you're going down, or maybe you've been one of those people that stayed stuck. And sometimes I find people, they've been in a job for 10, 20, 30 years. They've worked for this big corporation, usually one of those behind me, one of those banks behind me. And they will tell me that they have tried so many different things. And, you know, when they come to our live events, they say stuff like that. They want to make $1 million. They want to become financially free. And what happens is, when they are, or when you are, at a place where you're here, and you're looking at someone who's got the wealth, the riches, the money, and subconsciously, you put them at such a high level that it's very hard for you to even comprehend and for your mind to even comprehend what's happening. Okay, and this is one of the reasons why I believe usually poor people always stay poor and rich people always get richer. Because once you tap into this, it's almost like it's normal for you to go and attract money. Like for me, I look at it as a very normal everyday habit. Like I can wake up every single day, God bless me, with, you know, good health and a good mind and my fingers to type. And I could literally write my own paycheck. Like, if I say I want to make $10,000 today or $100,000 today, I know exactly a formula that I should follow to get there. And one of the reasons, and this is what brings me to the P word, okay, which is perspective. One of the reasons I'm able to do this is because of perspective. And if you want to create success in your life, you must be able to get lots of different perspectives. And then, listen to this, you must be able to process those perspectives, okay? So you must be able to, if you're here right now and you're making, say, 50 grand a year, and you're like, how do I make $1 million? You know, I'm trying all this, I tried all this business, that business. Your brain isn't normalized to what could be actually done. So what you need to do is, you do need to get out of your head in this circumstance. But remember, it starts from within. It starts with the awareness that you need to realize you need new perspectives. New perspectives, new people, bring around new processes, new ideas, new breakthroughs. Okay, this is why I'm always going to events, seminars, and workshops. On top of hosting my own events and my company's events and my company's seminars and workshops and masterminds and retreats and blah, 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 is because of this thing called perspective. Okay, if you now start to hang out with millionaires, Okay, let's just say you're making 50 grand a year, 50,000 pounds in the UK, or if you're in America or whatever, you're making 50,000 US, okay? What will happen is, most of the time, your friends and family are earning that amount of income. For you to start making more money, you need to create and you need to be around a new environment that demands more for yourself. And so then your perception and your perspective is, oh, this is very normal. Oh, looking around, you're like, there's nothing special about these guys or girls. And if they can do it, so can you. And I've done this at every stage of my business. You know, when I was making zero, I was around people that were making 10, 20, 50 grand a month. And I was like, holy smokes, who are these people that make this much money? Then I started meeting people that were making $100,000, $200,000 a month. And I was like, I need to be around those people. And I was like, wow, if you make 100 grand a month, that's $1 million a year. I'm rich. Okay, that's how I used to think when I was younger. And within 3 years, guess what? I made $1 million. I was only 23 years old. And as I grow up, I guess as I mature and as I'm all on this path of accumulating and attracting wealth and money and whatever you want to categorize, all of that, is I'm always raising my perspectives. I'm always raising my standards. I'm always looking for people who else has got what I want. How did they get there? Okay, and then how can they teach me or how can I learn that process? And I'll give you an example. You know, I used to think $10 million a year was a lot of money until I broke past, you know, making $30 million. Then I was thinking, okay, you know what, $100 million is my next goal, which is actually my next goal. At the time of recording this, we're in 2019 going into 2020. So I'm hanging around with people now, many people and my friends, that are making $100 million per year. And then last year, something really fascinating happened. You want to know what it is? I met a group of CEOs and founders, and they have this company that did $1.5 billion in a single year, and they netted around 300 or 400 million. Okay, now these guys were in their late 60s, early 70s. And I happened to be at the right place at the right time, and you know, I just went up to them. I went up to them, and I was early at this conference. It happened in this beautiful island called Bermuda. So I'm there, I go early, and I'm asking these guys, you know, all of these questions. Literally, I was like draining their brains, and they kind of enjoyed it. They invited me to, and my wife, they invited us to go hang out with them, to go learn from them, to go have dinner with them, and all of that jazz. And so during that process, I was able to spend, you know, a good few days with these gentlemen that were running this company that did over $1.5 billion in a single year. And if you work that out, that's more than $100 million per month. Now, you're probably thinking, dude, I'm trying to get to my first $1 million. What are you talking about? These guys making $100 million a month. But I'm sharing with you the power of perspectives. Once I discovered, wow, these guys are no different than me. These guys, they worked hard, they got lucky, they were in the right time at the right place, they got massive amounts of discipline, they did whatever it took, they work hard, they network, they have a lot of confidence, they can talk in front of videos, in public, they understand copywriting, which is really the language of communication in today's day and age. And it's always been that way, by the way. If you want to sell stuff, you got to learn the art of copywriting. These guys were master copywriters for decades, and they've been at it for decades. Like, they did not come up and they did not come try and invent some sort of, you know, Uber or Twitter or Snapchat or some sort of unicorn company, and they didn't hit the lottery. They worked hard for decades, and I'm like, okay, I want to get there. You know, first it was like, okay, $100 million a year is really cool. Okay, that's a goal. Then meeting these guys and realizing, holy smokes, they make $100 million a month. It just raised my game. And that's what you have to do. When you want to create any level of success in your life, you must be around those people that can give you lots of different perspectives. Why? Like I said, the people that are millionaires, they have a vast amount of perspectives in their war chest, okay, at any given time, something happens. Let's just give you, let me give you an example to drive this home. See, if an average person goes through a challenging time, like they work so hard and then they, you know, they try to do this marketing campaign or they tried to speak on stage and it didn't go well, and they would think to themselves as they failed. Whereas someone who's a millionaire, because they've developed their habits, the discipline, the structure, the routine, the mindset, the self-image, and all of those things, they would look at it as, oh, this is just another learning curve. Does that make sense? Right? It's all perspective. And one of the best things I can ever share with you that was shared to me by one of my earliest mentors, a guy called Chris Howard, he said, you know, nothing has any meaning except for the meaning that you prescribe it. And unfortunately, what happens is when you're broke, when you're starting out in entrepreneurship, in business, you have very limited perspective, right? Because you don't know what you don't know. This is all you that you know. But then what happens when you're around the right people, you're around the right masterminds, the right seminars, and you know, people will say sometimes, but hey, I want you to, you know, I don't have thousands of dollars to come to your live events. That's fine. Go and pick up a book. Go and pick up a book for $10, $20. Now, the average CEO reads two books a week. Okay, that's four books, two books a week, that's eight books. I think it's, what is it, 56? I think it's four books a month. Yeah, it's four books a month. So it's one book a week. Okay, the average CEO reads four books a month, which works out to be, I think, like 50 books a year or something. Guess how many books the average human being, the average American reads? Less than two books a year. So who do you think is going to be more successful? The person that reads more, the person that learns more. Why? Because they have a wide variety of perspectives that they can tap into. And your income, your quality of life is going to be determined by the different perspectives that you have. Why? Because you're going to be knocked down just like I get knocked down. And people will look at me and say, Shaq, but you're successful, you got money, blah, blah, blah. No, I still get knocked down. I still face failures and challenges and learning curves every single day of my life. But guess what? The time it takes for me to jump back up is almost like that. Because I don't dwell on the past. I look at what I have in presently, and then I look to the future. So if you understand and if you come to the awareness that you need perspective, my friend. You want to work and figure out how do you get more perspectives by getting around the people that have a much, much more experience, expertise, wisdom that they can give to you so that you can start collecting. And you want to look at your life as this adventurer who's going out in the world collecting everyone else's mistakes, everyone else's advice, so you don't have to necessarily make those mistakes. That's how you buy more life. That's how you get more perspective. And ultimately, that's how you have more power to create. I hope you enjoyed this video. Subscribe right now. I will see you in the next one. Bye for now.
All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.